From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he brings the final portion of a message called Be in Time, part of this series in the book of Joshua. The text is chapter 13 and verse 1, where the Lord says to Joshua, Behold, thou art old and stricken in years, yet there remaineth very much land to be possessed. We know that Joshua had been chosen by God to succeed Moses as the leader of the children of Israel in the great task of conquering the land of Canaan. He had been faithful in carrying out this task, but now his work was at an end. In making a spiritual application of this passage, Dr. Cairns has been giving the sober reminder that time is running out for every person now living. For the unsaved, this means that their time to come to Christ and be saved is rapidly slipping away. Then those who are saved are exhorted to serve the Lord now, for death will spell the end of every opportunity to do anything for God in this world. In the light of these truths, it's important for believers of every age and station in life to determine that they are going to set out to serve the Lord today. We pray that the Lord will use this message to impress upon the hearts of His people to work while it is yet day, for the night cometh when no man can work. Before Dr. Cairns brings the conclusion of the message, please enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse 29. Happy art thou, O Israel! Who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord? He who affirms that Christianity makes men miserable is himself an utter stranger to it. It were strange indeed if it made us wretched, for see to what a position it exalts us. It makes us sons of God. Suppose you that God will give all the happiness to his enemies and reserve all the mourning for his own family? Shall his foes have mirth and joy? And shall his home-born children inherit sorrow and wretchedness? Shall the sinner who has no part in Christ call himself rich in happiness, and shall we go mourning as if we were penniless beggars? No, we will rejoice in the Lord always, and glory in our inheritance. For we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The rod of chastisement must rest upon us in our measure, but it worketh for us the comfortable fruits of righteousness. And therefore, by the aid of the divine Comforter, we, the people saved of the Lord, will joy in the God of our salvation. We are married unto Christ, and shall our great Bridegroom permit his spouse to linger in constant grief? Our hearts are knit unto him. We are his members. And though for a while we may suffer as our head once suffered, yet we are even now blessed with heavenly blessings in Him. We have the earnest of our inheritance in the comforts of the Spirit, which are neither few nor small. Heritors of joy forever, we have foretastes of our portion. There are streaks of the light of joy to herald our eternal sunrising. Our riches are beyond the sea. Our city with firm foundations lies on the other side of the river. Gleams of glory from the spirit world cheer our hearts and urge us onward. Truly is it said of us, Happy art thou, O Israel! Who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord?
Rejoice.
How often have you passed a church displaying a sign which reads, Revival, during a given set of dates? Yet how many Christians in this age of megachurches and seeker-sensitive religion have even the faintest idea of what constitutes revival in the scriptural sense? Certainly, the greatest revival in the history of the Christian church took place on the day of Pentecost. But down through the centuries, there have been remarkable visitations of God during which thousands were gloriously saved. Times such as the Protestant Reformation, the revivals in England under John Wesley and George Whitefield, the Great Awakening in America associated with Jonathan Edwards, were times of genuine spiritual revival. The common factor in all of these events was an undeniable demonstration of the power of God rather than the ingenuity of man. In the late 1940s and early 50s, such a revival occurred on the Isle of Lewis, one of the Hebrides off the west coast of Scotland. In the course of several years, hundreds of people were converted to Christ, and many churches were built to take care of them. Again, the Holy Spirit came down in power. The preacher during those days was the Reverend Duncan Campbell. Yet what took place on Lewis was not because of his pulpit skills, but to the overwhelming moving of God among the people. Strong men, hardened sinners who mocked the preacher, were suddenly struck to their knees by the roadside under conviction of sin. Young people in a local dance hall left their frivolity and ran to the churches, crying for mercy upon their souls. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make available CD copies of Duncan Campbell's own account of what happened during those revival times on the Isle of Lewis. There is also a CD containing the personal testimonies of people who were saved during those revival times. Either CD is $5, or you may obtain both for $8, which includes postage and handling. To obtain your own copy, simply send a check for either or both CDs to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just request the CDs of Revival on the Isle of Lewis. You may make your check out to Let the Bible Speak. If you wish, you may email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. You may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. You will be blessed greatly as you listen to these accounts of the power of God at work.
Remember in 1 John chapter 2 that John repeatedly addresses himself to the little children, then to the fathers, and then to the young men. You may take this as a reference to stages of spiritual development, and it would be true, but I think you can also apply it to stages in natural development. The Lord speaks to the children. Can God even use a little child who's devoted to Him? Does the Scripture not assure us a little child shall lead them? Is it not often true that out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, God has ordained praise? I tell you, I have seen little children go in and witness for Christ where adults would not be accepted. I think of a woman who's now with Christ. one of the loveliest ladies I think Joan and I ever got to know. Very upright woman, even before she was saved. You'd have thought to look at her, here's a Christian, but she wasn't a Christian. And unlike church-going upright people who are not saved, she was not self-righteous either. She recognized that she was not going to heaven by her good works. She was not a self-righteous Pharisee. And I think it would be fair to say that perhaps the first thing that really moved her heart and started her on the road that brought her to Christ was when her sister's little boy heard her singing a hymn. I think it was about heaven. And in all innocence, he just went to her and he asked her, are you going to heaven? Are you saved? Remorsefully, she said, no, son, I'm not. That little boy couldn't point her to Christ. Though he did the best he could, he said, will you come to our church and our minister can show you how to be saved and how to get to heaven. God can use the words of a child. Then the young man. God has given you health and strength and youthful vitality. He's saying, young man, use it for Christ. This is a period of the year when young people are graduating from high school or they're graduating from college and they're thinking of careers. I am not one of those preachers who believes that you can't do the will of God unless you're going into the ministry to be a preacher or a missionary. I don't believe that for a moment. But what I do believe very sincerely, and I believe scripturally, is that whether God calls you to be a preacher, or God calls you to be a baker, or God calls you to be a shop attendant, or an airline pilot, or whatever, wherever He sends you to serve Him, He calls you to be a Christian. He calls you to be a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've known men who have gone out into the business world, some at a corporate level, some into a very ordinary, sometimes even menial job. But they have gone out to speak of Christ. They've gone out to let their light shine for the Lord Jesus Christ. They would lose a contract before they would lose their testimony. They would lose a business deal. They would suffer themselves to be defrauded of money before they would lose their testimony. Just so that they would keep the doors open to be a minister in the truest sense, a servant of Christ, a witness of the Savior. I tell you, young man, young woman, wherever you go, you have a role to fill, a job to do. And the fathers, the middle-aged and the old. It's unfortunately true, though some people can't grow old gracefully. I often remark that. I think there's nothing crazier than to see a 70-year-old woman with her hair dyed and her face painted and her clothes the clothes of a teenager trying her best to look like 17 instead of 70. You fathers, you know, we do lose a lot of the energy, the ability that once we had, but we gain other things in their place. You may be a Joshua today in many ways. You may say, I can't do the things I used to do, but there's a work for you to do. Let me finish like this. As I read this portion, I thought, happy indeed is the man whose work in old age is a godly crown to a godly life. That's the way it was with Joshua. I thought of Paul. That's the way it was with him when he said, I have fought a good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith. His work in old age was the godly crown of a godly life. It's great to see old men and old women in the way of righteousness. The hoary head is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness. There's no shame in white hairs if they're on a head that's full of Christ. Maybe you've reached old age without Christ. Well, the time has come to seek Him, because it's not too late to seek the Lord. He's a wise man who recognizes, I'm near the end of life and I'm not saved, and it's time to seek Christ. But how much happier if you come early in life and you serve the Lord and you live and you die without vain regrets. Listen carefully again to the words of Solomon, summing up, I think, the lesson of our text. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. We have things to do today. Let's attend to them, for tomorrow may be too late. Let's bow our heads in prayer. In just a moment, the meeting will be over. We'll have no closing hymn. There will be this slight gap between the services that Dr. Barrett mentioned. I'm going to close just now in this word of prayer, and those who need to leave will have opportunity to do so. But I trust that you'll make sure first, whoever you are, whatever age group you're in, you'll make sure you're saved. There is salvation through the blood. There's a reception, gladly and a welcome to with Christ. Seek Him. I'm here as your servant for Jesus' sake. I'll be glad to talk with you and point you to the Savior. Man, woman, boy or girl, seek the Lord while He may be found. Will you do that? Just now, will you seek Him? Christian, some of you have been wasting your time as far as spiritual things are concerned. You've been losing out with God. It's time to get right. Again, if I can help you, I'm here as your servant for His sake. May God bless His word. Make it fruitful in your life as in mine. Father in heaven, bless Thy word to every heart. Take this simple but solemn text of Scripture and write it upon our souls. Lord, we pray, have mercy on people who have been wasting years in vanity and pride. God, have mercy on the lost and grant them faith in Christ today. Bring them to the Savior. Bless Thy people. God, forgive us for our coldness of heart. Forgive us for our backsliding. Forgive us for our loss of purpose. Forgive us for our indolence when we ought to be industrious in the things of God. Forgive us, O God, for getting caught up in the mundane aspects of our daily jobs and losing the vision that in whatsoever place we are, we're to be servants of Christ. God, touch us today. Lord, revive us today. Lord, give us fruit for the preaching of the Word this day. And grant that in the restoration of the backslidden, in the reviving of the saints, and in the salvation of sinners, we will be able to join with heaven in rejoicing through the preaching of Thy Word. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.